pray, Heavenly Father, we just adore you, and we, from the depths of our hearts, Lord, we pour out our love on you tonight. And just sometimes we just feel that release and just that need to express it and to tell you, Lord, how much we love you, how much you mean to us, Lord. We just want to let you know how beautiful you are, how great you are, how magnificent you are, Lord. Truly, we adore you, Lord. We sing praises to your name. Father, we just give you thanks and praise for another day, Lord, another opportunity to walk, just more, another day and an opportunity to walk with you, Lord, to know you more. We're glad to be here tonight, Father. Glad to sing praises to your name. Father, I just pray from every heart, would you receive thanksgiving and praise and love and adoration, Lord. We just give the remainder of this service to you, and we pray that you would have your way, that you would speak and commune with your people, Lord. Feed them, stir up, stimulate, Lord. Of you, Lord, we're desiring more of you tonight, and we just ask that you would bless this time and again be glorified and exalted. We ask this all now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless you. Thank you, musicians. Just beautiful music as always. So, Lord is good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. So much to give thanks for, and you know, we have seasons in life. So I know Nate mentioned Jamie, we've just been praying and confessing and claiming her healing. Just so for anybody who's not aware, she's 3 weeks, I think, 3 weeks from tomorrow. She's scheduled for knee surgery. So they're going in and she's got some cysts, and they're going to try to remove those, clean out the knee. But there's a possibility that there will be an ACL replacement. And they don't know until they go in there. So we don't know if it's going to be a quicker thing and a quicker recovery or a longer thing and a longer recovery. So those of you who have had knee operations and all those things can understand. But again, Lord is good. And, you know, we have seasons in life. You know, the Bible talks about offering sacrifices of praise.
Praise, that's right.
And so we get to do that. Thank you, Lord. And there's just these times in life, seasons in life, and stages in life where I can't make sense of this. I don't like this. We give thanks. We don't see the why. We don't understand the why. We don't. And that's for him. That's his business. The best thing we can do is let God be God. Leave his business to him. And we say, thank you, Lord. You're working all things together. It's a mystery. It's amazing. It's beautiful. But somehow, he's working all things together for our good. So, again, we say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Everybody okay? Amen. Feels like a little bit of a tired Wednesday night, so just pray for me, and we'll just pray the Lord will minister, of course, his word and himself. You know, we know there's never any hope in a man, but we trust in him tonight, and, you know, just to stop and be real honest and real human for a minute, what goes through your noggin on a daily basis? Yeah, and how, you know, and we, you know, the scripture says taking every thought captive. Some days it feels like there's a lot of that. Lots going on. But I'm just so thankful what we've been given in this day to understand who we are, to understand our makeup, body, soul, spirit. And there's something there on the inside man that can hear the word of God. So amidst all the noise, amidst all the garbage the enemy puts in our head, we identify with that one voice. with his word that comes in, this word that feeds, this word that satisfies. You say, ah, yes, I don't care about all this other stuff. That's home. That's home. That's my mother. That's my father. That's where I'm going back to. So I think more and more he's working these things out in us and taking us into a place where that's the only reality. Not what my senses tell me, or my reasoning, or my own head, but this word of God that's been revealed, that's been quickened, that's my reality. So thank you, Lord. Just want to share a few things. That's kind of where the direction we'll try to head tonight. I just, again, depending on the Lord, maybe would you stand with me? We'll just open up with one passage, and we'll just start from here. John chapter 1. You know, no matter how much the enemy works, nothing will thwart or interrupt God's plan. So I don't care what the enemy's doing. Despite all that, despite his tactics, we know that the word of God and the will of God will be victorious. So thank you, Lord. John chapter 1. And let's maybe start with, we'll start with verse 6. And I love the Alpha and Omega here. Of course, we can recognize this. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Isn't that beautiful? That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Ah, look at verse 12. There we are. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. God bless. You can be seated. And I think that's so rich, so beautiful. Verse 12, we'll just kind of settle down on that for a few minutes. I know it's common, but we can just draw so much from that. And we know that as many as received him, each age, in every day, receiving him, hearing, there's a people who can receive him in word form, the manifestation of himself in your age brings you in contact with him. And because you can receive him. So there you go. It's you and it's him. As many as received him, to them gave he power. So that starts off this wonderful, amazing process and a journey that we are, each one of us, on in our own individual walk with him. Receiving him, receiving his word in to me begins that journey and that process with him. And sets in motion him at work in you. So it's to just reuse this phrase, if I may, but I see this so many places through the scriptures, is the processor processing. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's right there. So this may seem a little different and even departing for a minute, but just bear with me. As I was just meditating on these things, and I couldn't, as we think of this scriptures here and what we have right now, brothers and sisters, if I can just, in my own little feeble way, my only desire is to just magnify the word tonight and to see, just to talk about it, to talk about what a rich, rich, rich word we have been given. Wow. It's amazing. It's so beautiful. And, the scripture says, I'll just, let's go ahead and turn there. Let's go to Amos chapter 8. I was going to read it, but let's turn there for a minute. Just to kind of set the contrast, I guess, if you will. And Amos verse 8, chapter 8. I'll give you just a second there. Oh, sorry. Yep. Amos Obadiah, that. Sister Linnell. Sorry, with this operation coming up, I couldn't help but think of you. You understand a little bit of the things that are just the little disruptions we encounter with surgeries and life. And thank you, Lord. So, okay, Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. And Brother Radimus, we know that he actually says that's this day. Now notice the wording there is important. The famine isn't the word of the Lord, it's the hearing of the word. So there's very, very, very few people who can hear, who can receive in this day the word. Very, 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 very few can. It's a famine. But there's somebody, there's a people out there who can receive, who can hear. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become. What? He's reproducing himself. Become sons of God because of the gene inside of you that contacts, that is magnetized to that. You can receive that word. And through that, again, it's him in motion, processing, taking you to that place, reproducing himself in his body. So just these things are so beautiful. Now to contrast that again, just this word, what we have, we're so rich. Joel 2. So we just read a famine. 12. Okay, I love it. And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro, yes, and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Wow. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears,
amen,
for they hear. We're rich. We're rich. This word is amazing. Joel, if you want to turn there next. The last one was Amos 8, verses 11 and 12. Yep. And then Joel chapter 2. And so we just read of famine. And this is, of course, a little different here, but I'm going to, Joel chapter 2 and verse 23 says, be glad, ye children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And 26, here we go. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord. So I know we're familiar with these things, but I rejoice. I think of what has been given, what we have, what an amazing word to partake of in this day. And as we dig into the word, we dig into this message more, it gets more rich, it gets more precious, it gets more powerful. And all of a sudden, as we're partaking and we begin to realize, hey, this is becoming a little more of a reality. Hey, this means more. It's just beautiful. So again, we're blessed. I just want to, again, just kind of magnify the word. So many things that we have to rejoice in this day. And again, as we receive, as we hear, as we partake, there's a working that's happening, life that's happening through that word, in that word, because of that word, invisibly, secretly, maybe, just, so again, the processor processing, the power of that word that we've been given, and then threading another thought here, and I'm just trying to summarize. I hope this makes some sense. But in all this, as we partake of his word, again, it puts us on a journey. And the thing where trouble sometimes enters is the time element. What he's doing inside of us, we must remember. And as Hebrews says, have confidence in him. Have confidence that he's with us. Have confidence in his word. that his word is working, and as time goes on, to keep that, to hold that fast, hold fast that word. So again, just a little bit of a nutshell there. But this is from, I just want to go into a couple things here again as I'm thinking of what we have at our fingertips, what we have received, what we can hear in this day. This is just a few. You go and you do your digging and your searching and feed on these things. But these are just some things I've been meditating on, and they were just, to me, just so magnified. As I was, again, looking at the scriptures, there's a famine, a time of famine, of hearing the word of the Lord. But look what we have. Look at what he's doing. The word is opened up. This is things that are to be. Brother Branham, he's talking about his own understanding, his own thinking regarding heaven and what he thought heaven was. I do not think that heaven is a place that my mother used to tell me about. And you know how he kind of goes on. He's talking about the harps and the clouds. They know there's a place called heaven. So all the musicians would have it on us, you see. But it isn't that kind of a place. It isn't playing harps at all. I don't believe that the Bible teaches that. But what he says next is so rich, so beautiful. He says, that was a conception they had before the fullness of the word come into existence. To just stop and think about that. Whoa. I don't know about you. I'm in awe. I'm so amazed. The fullness of the word in existence. Lord, ignite our souls, renew the reality of these things, what we have before us. That's what they had at the conception they had before the fullness of the word come into existence, or the opening of the seven seals that's promised to us in this age. Then we understand. So do you see what a blessed people we are to have these things, to have an understanding, and again, ears that can hear, eyes that can see. Whoa, my goodness, Lord, just help us to see how rich we are, is my prayer. It's just, it's so amazing. And to think of these, again, the opening of the seven seals, we'll get into some more here in a little bit, but that word is opened up in this day like never before. And where is that? Where is he? Where is the word opening up? It's in each one of us, revealing himself in you, in me. Amen. All right, here's another one. He says, this is anointed ones, and we've quoted these. I know these are familiar, but I just... Anointed ones at the end time. He says, now the very day when this messenger, not when he starts on, but he begins to declare his message, he says, first pull, healing. Second pull, prophesying. Third pull, opening of the word. So there's something that has happened in this day. I would say his own, the life that through this amazing, these realities that has, if I could use the term, released the Spirit of Christ on his people through the opening of the word, to take us back, to take us and transform us, to bring us into his image. It's amazing. Okay, so back to that. He says the third pull, the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed. Now he says there's no more higher order to reveal the word than prophets, but the only way the prophets can be vindicated is by the word. And then he says, and remember, the third pull was the opening of them seven seals. So to reveal the truth that's been sealed in the word. Do you see it? So rich. I'm rich. You're rich. We're blessed. These things are so amazing that I pray that the Lord, again, these things ignite. It makes us excited and rejoice to think about these things. What's been given in this hour. One more and then we'll go into some scriptures here. But this is, seed is not air with a shuck. Now, in the Pentecostal age, through the Lutheran age, through the Wesley age, he says it's been the same thing through this Pentecostal age. He says, but notice, at the opening of the seven seals, Revelation 10, the full word is to be born into manifestation again and vindicated by the Spirit of God in the full strength as it was when he was here on earth, manifested in the same way, doing the same things when it did and when he was here on earth. Amen. Hebrews 13:8 and so on. But I think these things are just so striking if you go and look at those, the reality of that, the full word born into manifestation. The fullness of the word, as we read in the first quote, the fullness of the word. Amen. So again, what a day, what a time. And we can rejoice because our ears, we're hearing, we're seeing. There's a word opened up, and through that word, a connection, a life happening inside each one of us, that he is taking us back to Eden, back to all that Adam lost. Amen. As many as received him. How? In word form, in his word opened up. The word's changing, the word's transforming, the word's taking us back there. I know that's simple and maybe common, but I pray we don't stop getting excited over these things. Amen. Lord, help us, help me. I'll just say that right now. Help me. That he would restore and revive these things, the reality that, Lord, you're my first love. This word opened up is everything to me. Amen. And so again, just the beauty of this word that we're feeding on and what it's doing day by day, little by little, transforming, changing, taking us into his image. I love, and we don't have to turn there, but I love Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed is she who has believed. Have you believed? Have you received? What comes next? There will be a performance of the word spoken, the thing spoken. So the angel has come. Just, it's a beautiful type, a beautiful picture. Angels spoken. A messenger has come. A messenger has spoken. And she who has believed, she who can see, receives that. And there's something happening. Something is taking place. There's life growing. Now, does life happen overnight? Is it always instant? No. It's cell upon cell. What does Isaiah 28 say? Here a little, there a little. But it's building. So again, we got to sometimes take a step back and be mindful of the time element and be patient with ourselves, patient with God, but understanding and having confidence in that word, that it is alive, that it is operating. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 55, you don't have to turn there, but we know that so well. The seed word is sown, and what does it do? It produces exactly what he's purposed, exactly what he's ordained. It does not remain a seed. So even as this, as we feed on this and we rejoice in this and we say, hallelujah, I love this, this is so good. We know the reality that there's transforming power in that word. How is it going to produce? When is it going to produce? That's his business. Leave it in his hands. You keep feeding on this word every day. Amen. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. We'll look at just a couple of things here. Again, I see this reality of him in his body, in his church, working, transforming, changing through this word, the word of the hour. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 14, I think we'll start there. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Don't you love that? That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. So there it is, revelation. Revelation is so beautiful. It's a gift. What is a revelation? It's not my thinking. It's his. So his thinking coming into me, and by that, Christ dwelling in our hearts, you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Do you believe that? Yes. Amen. That's what it's producing. Now, unto him that is able to do, I love this, exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. So even beyond what I am conscious of or mindful of, the reality of is that Spirit working in us, taking us to places, doing things through this word that he orchestrated, that he ordained. Amen. That's the power that's working in us. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Brother Bram says in the message, things that are to be, I love this. He says, you see the whole program. How much? Whole program. The whole church is built upon divine revelation. There you go. God's whole plan, his mind again, coming down into us, through us, built upon divine revelation. Jesus said in Matthew, the 16th chapter, the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. He says, what was it? A revelation of who he was. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can't prevail against it. Amen. I love that. He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ in this hour, not what he was in another hour, what he was now, the Bible expresses, it's growing in the bride to the full stature. So I think, let me just repeat that. The revelation of Jesus Christ in this hour, not what he was in another hour, but what he was now, the Bible expresses, it's growing in the bride. So I just think that it just captures so much right there. Again, the word of this day, the word of the hour received into our hearts, it's growing. It's growing, it's growing, it's growing. And we have confidence in that. Maybe some days I don't feel too special. I don't feel too spectacular, worthy. Of course not. But you got to understand you're a recipient by grace. And that word received is working. It's working. Amen. It's working. He says it's growing in the bride. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I think as we look at these things in the full light of the scriptures, so many things become more rich, more meaningful, more deep. And one of them specifically that comes to mind is Philippians chapter 1. He says, he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So what is that work? What is he doing in us and how? It's this, it's bringing himself, it's God reproducing himself in us, bringing us back to that fallen state. How? Through the revelation, the word of the hour. We're rich, brothers and sisters. Now, again, let's just remind ourselves and encourage ourselves. It's time, it takes time. The word is changing, the word is growing, the word is building. And we say, I can see. By his grace, I can see. I may not know much, but I know one thing. This word has attracted me. This voice has attracted me. And I can't explain much more than that, but I have confidence that he's opened my eyes, that he's given me eyes to see. And I know this word is life. So I leave the rest in his hands. And he's working. Amen. You know, Brother Bram, he says in the message, second-handed robe. You guys, anybody remember that one? I just thought this was good because he's talking about training, I guess, and just how we grow. He says, Elijah, after he threw this robe on him and tried it on him, he says, in other words, Elijah, the prophet who had the mantle of God on his shoulders, he came down, laid it across Elisha, the farmer, to see if it would fit him. And it took him about 10 years to get altered to fit that mantle. So, you know, God usually puts us in the shop and trims us up. It's a good reminder. He said he didn't alter his robe to fit Elisha. He ordered Elisha to fit the robe, and that's what he does today. He alters us to fit the robe. Sometimes we want to make the robe fit us, but we can't do that. We've got to be altered. So what are we doing here? We're being altered. We're being altered. The word is working, brothers and sisters. The word is working. Just keep feeding. Keep taking it in. It's working. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope. Keep that confidence, the reality that he's here, that he's with me, he's in me. His word is working. Amen. Amen. Let's just go on to some more. I think, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. It's just kind of a similar to what we read there in Ephesians. Chapter 3. Oh, I like this. There we go. Verse 1. It says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Wow. Isn't that the truth? But, verse 3, the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. We have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And verse 5, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of Christ and into the patient waiting for Christ. Patience. But right through here, you just have such a beautiful combination of the word working, the word having free course, the word moving in you, the Lord establishing, the Lord keeping you. And he says, be patient. Be patient. The Lord's with you. The Lord's working. Amen. I just thought that was beautiful. Brother Branham, in the message, I think we went into this before, but I love this, in the message, Rising of the Sun. You can go into so many different word studies, of course, and one thing that's just been so rich to me recently is to look at the term and how he talks about the quickening power. And there's so much to behold. There's so much that's beautiful that's there for us. But one thing that's just kind of opened up to me recently is, you know, we might look at quickening power maybe in a Pentecostal sense. And that's fine. There's maybe some aspects to that. But what he says here in specifically in Rising of the Sun is just a whole new angle, a whole new light that I thought was just beautiful. So he says, now notice, and this is paragraph 205, if the spirit that raised up Jesus from the grave dwells in you, you potentially have life led by the spirit. Where does he go next? To quicken the word to you. So watch how that life works. Quickening the word, revealing the word. So again, I think that what I see there is just the reality of him in you, his word in you, life quickening and growing into that full stature. He says the little thing keeps pushing up as it grows. So you've received that, you've got his life, it's growing, it's quickening, it's revealing the word to you. A little bit later on, he says, now notice this quickening power, Zoe, what is Zoe? God's life. This quickening power, Zoe, bringing the word, the mind that was in Christ, was in you then. So the word, what is it doing? It's giving you the mind of Christ, that quickening power. See how that works there? He's like, I'm trying to show you. Now listen to what he says next. He says, I'm trying to show you when you raised. He says, when God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised up you also. So I'm raised. I've raised with him. And also quickened to life with him. You are now quickened to life, although you were but an attribute in his thoughts. But God saw in all in him at the finish. Amen. We could go on there, but I love that, just how he talks about, again, that quickening power, bringing the word to us, revealing the word. Amen. So it's his life, it's his word working constantly. We're simply recipients by his grace. As many as received him, his word, to them gave he power to become sons of God. We're recipients by his grace. Amen. It's him, it's you, and it's a process. The word is working. And I love, as we look into the Old Testament, so many different ways of looking at this, of course, but, you know, Abraham and Sarah, I'll just quote this, and you don't have to turn there, but Genesis 18, we know that's, the Lord appears to Abraham, he says, certainly, I always love to see that, certainly will return to thee according to the time of life. What a picture there. What a beautiful picture. Returning, visitation in this day. Silence under that seventh seal, about the space of half an hour, as those, all of that is just so rich. And then verse 20, chapter 21, later on, I think this is so striking too. Genesis 21, verse 1, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. So we just watched this beautiful journey of the Lord appearing, the Lord giving that faith, that revelation to Abraham. Did it happen overnight? Did it happen instantly? No. But the Lord kept his word, and he did exactly what he would say and performed his word, just like he's performing his word in us. So just be mindful of that, brothers and sisters, in this word as we feast on it. There's that time element. And I think I've often thought of medicine, nutrition. You take medicine, you take different pills and things, and it's built into the body to go and release and to go at a certain time, and it's timed-released nutrition. This is the ultimate time-released nutrition. It's alive. It's going to operate and perform and bring about exactly what he intended in his time. Just remember, it's there and it's working. Amen, as we read earlier. I love that. Praise the Lord. I hope this is making sense, some sense. I just, like I said, just like to want to magnify the Lord tonight in his word. Oh, my goodness. Just a few more, and then we'll... power of transformation. Here we go. Out from the chaos of this modern this modern scientific Eden that we're living in, of culture and science and education, all this stuff. Here we go. We will rise. So there you go. It doesn't matter how much, what the devil, what puts on us, what happens in this stage. Despite all that, God's purpose, his word will overcome and will be performed. Out from this chaos of this modern scientific Eden that we're living in, of culture and science and education, all this stuff, we'll rise. Amen. This robe of flesh will drop and rise and seize the everlasting prize someday. We'll go through the air, and this will all be over. Now listen, this is just precious. He says, for the word of God that's brought us from the modern thinking of our mind, transforming our mind into the renewing of our hearts towards God and our spirits. Is that happening right now? Yes. And our spirits. He says, that same spirit that spoke, that transformed us thus far, is he transforming us? Amen. Will take us into his presence. There we go. So do you see that he's working through that word, transforming us? Truly, he's going to take us all the way into his glory. Amen. It's just that power of the spoken word. Every seed, as he says, in God's power to transform, every seed within itself, the power to produce, the power to transform itself into what he created it for. So it's going to be. It is absolutely going to be. It can't fail because it's his word. So we're just rich beyond measure. And I just pray that you just, oh, Lord, again, start right here. Start with me. Let's just re-stimulate us with this, the realities of things and what is open before us. And I know, you know, we have this battle, the greatest battle ever fought that's going on right up here. But down in here, there's something that responds, something that says, no, this isn't real. There's more. I want more. He's given me his life, and this word is life, and we're feeding on it. Amen. Amen. Well, that's it for tonight. I hope, again, I hope that makes sense and is a blessing. Musicians, would you come on up? I couldn't help but think of the... Anybody else have songs, let me know, but just the word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see. That's a good one to remember. Amen. The word is working mightily in me. Would you stand with me? The word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, the word is working mightily in me. Sing it once more. Your word is working mightily in me. Your word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, His word is working mightily in me. Amen. Greater than all my circumstances, my senses, my reasoning, my anything, the word is working. Amen. Let's sing, Be It Unto Me According to Your Word. Be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Be it unto according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Amen. Grace, what grace to think just in this hour that the Almighty God, the Creator of heavens and earth, wants your attention. He wants to talk to you. He wants an audience with you. That's so humbling. Brother Bram said in one place, he says he's just looking for somebody who will listen. Just sit and listen. Say, Lord, yes, thank you. Your word is more than anything else. Oh my goodness. Let's just makes you want to just adore him and appreciate him so much. And just pray, Lord, again, give us just a greater revelation of these things and what he's doing. And how magnificent this word is. The power of it, the life of it, working and growing in his bride. My, thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just, again, we just adore you tonight, Lord. I don't even think we can, any of us, in our own self, just express the magnitude of these things, the beauty of this word, the revelation of it, Lord, the amazing grace that you've extended to us, Lord. I just ask for myself, for everyone here, truly, would you restore that first love? Would you, Lord, deliver us from the senses, the distractions of this age, and may this word have just capture our attention all over again. Lord, renew that. The wonder and the awe and the beauty of this, Lord, just stir up and revive, and may we just each one be in so much love with you with this word, Lord, like never before is my prayer. Continue to stimulate, continue to draw and reveal these things, Lord, as we feast on you, Lord, we to see in this age, Lord, that so few can truly hear. There's a famine of hearing. For those of us who can hear, may we just appreciate this and savor these things, reverence these things, that we would, even as the prophet said, I wonder, are we sufficiently impressed with the word in our midst? Oh God, just be magnified tonight in our hearts, I pray. We give you all thanks, all praise, all glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you.